Amen. All right, turn in the Word of God this morning with us again. And I want to go back to a scripture that we've read quite often, but it's something that's very important in here that I want you to see this morning as we would go. That's in the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. And I usually read Ephesians 4, 11, 12 along there. And you know that by heart. Amen. About the ministry and so on. But I want to read something else that seems strange unless we know how it fits in with the rest of the scripture. And where it talks about the perfect man, Christ Jesus. And, of course, you know that's been the question. If we're the bride, how can we be a man? Amen. But then that we want to see how that fits today. And I want to take a thought. Only one man goes in the rapture. Amen. Only one man goes in the rapture, is translated and go into the rapture. Now, in Bible days, olden days, according to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, that we call it the faith chapter, the Bible says by faith Enoch was translated. He didn't see death. He walked with God and was not because God took him. One man. Then Adam, one man, in the beginning, and Eve was in Adam. Long before God ever made Eve a body for her to dwell in separately, she was in Adam. See? And before the foundation of the world, and before God ever created them in a natural body, God spoke to Adam and Eve and told them certain things. And Eve was within Adam. Amen. And therefore, when God created Adam, He put Adam in a natural body and breathed into him the breath of life. Well, Eve was still within Adam. All the feminine attributes, the masculine attributes were in this one body. And Adam stayed here for quite some time. He saw everything else had a mate. But there he was. He was alone, and in that sense, he got somewhat lonely. So the Bible says, for Adam, there was found no helpmeet. So God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he took a rib from Adam to begin his creation of Eve. That's why he did at Calvary. He took when to put the spear in the side of Christ. He was creating Christ the wife, see. Amen. So he created a body for Eve, and the Bible says he called her Eve because she was the mother of all living, see. And everything that was in Adam, all the knowledge and the attributes and the feminine, especially the feminine attributes, God took them from Adam and made him a wife and called her name Eve, see? Amen. That means that now man and woman is separate. And God wants us to stay that way. In the sense of, don't want a man act like a woman, the woman act like a man. Amen. He want a woman to be a woman and a man be a man, see? Amen. So, that's the beginning of creation. One man. Amen. And the Bible talks about the first man, Adam. And the second man, the Lord from heaven, making the comparison. Adam is the head of the natural family. Christ is the head of God's spiritual family, see? Amen. And so, as we look at that today, God created Eve for Adam a wife. And Adam said this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, see? Amen, because she was taken out of the man. Well, Paul picked that same thought up and brought it over here and put it on the New Testament. when he began to talk about the Gentile. Amen. He began to refer to that scripture. We've read it many times and may touch it again today. Amen. Where he said, this is a great mystery. Says, man shall leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and these two shall become one flesh. He says, this is a great mystery. He said, but I'm speaking here of Christ and the church. See? And then he introduced the woman to Christ. Paul's message in Christ's stead. And to become his wife. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And Paul spoke about being baptized into his body by one spirit. And Paul talked about having the very mind of Christ. And Paul said that we speak the same thing, have the same judgment, and all. Amen. He said it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. You've got to have the mind of Christ. Now, Eve had the mind of Adam. There in the original beginning, they worked together in harmony till the old serpent came in. And so did the church. In the early church, till the old serpent came in, before God got it started down the road where there would be children born, and they'd never have to be born again, see. The second birth results from the fall of the first man, Adam, see. Amen. Therefore, when Christ comes, it's a new tree of life, it's a new birth, and we get this new birth, amen, then we're back to living here in a fleshly body with eternal life, like it should have been in the beginning, say. Amen. We can no more die than God can die. We can no more be lost than God can be lost. Because He's given us that eternal life, see. Amen. Eternal means it didn't have a beginning and it won't ever have an end. Amen. And so the Bible says He called their name Adam. He called their name Adam, say. Amen. And we see that Adam and Eve, they were in complete harmony. Amen. That when you, when Eve talked, it was the same as Adam talking. Amen. Until the devil, God allowed the old devil come and tempt them, and he knew what Eve would do. And I'm not going to get on that side of it because we've already gone that side. It's to give us a trial whether we're going to love Jesus with all of our heart and serve Him. And God wanted another voice saying, don't do it that way, do it this way. Say, amen. And that way we can prove God. In other words, God didn't make us like robots that we were programmed to do a certain things and couldn't do any other way, that we could make up our mind, amen, and say, Jesus, I love you. And Paul said we count the things of the world but naught. In one place he said we count everything but dung that we might win Christ. In other words, we make a conscious decision. It's Christ what I want, say. Amen. Now, if you didn't have a chance to make that decision, it's just like they got robots now and that does certain things, and they can only do what's programmed in them to do, say. And they'll do the same thing. Well, God didn't want His children to be that way. He wanted His children to have a choice, but He knew they would make the right choice, them that had His Word, His seed within them, say. And we've come through these, through all this time period, and hear it playing out at the end time where Christ is going to take a wife. Amen. Where He is taking a wife. And where she's bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. And that's why I want to read here where that Paul calls her the perfect man, Christ Jesus. See, Paul said in the fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians that we're in Christ's stead, see. Amen, Christ ain't here, but He wouldn't do it no different if He was here. Hallelujah. When we're walking in the Spirit of God with the mind of Christ, amen, I preached over in Colombo, Zambia, that the bride, his wife, is operating with his mind. Amen. How many believe it? That we have the mind of Christ. And the Word says by one Spirit now we're baptized into His body. He gives us the Holy Ghost when we repent. That's the life of God. It makes us an individual. But when we're baptized into the body, it makes us one. Hallelujah. Hence comes the title of the message, that one man take the rapture. Now, I want to read this, and I'm going to read the book, read the scripture in Joshua, where they went up to battle Israel when they were right. They went up as one man, though there was thousands of them. Yet they went up as one. Amen. And that's the way the church of the living God, the bride, amen, His wife, everybody believes the same thing because they got the same Jesus directing them. Hallelujah. You can't have one say, I believe in the Trinity, and doesn't say, I believe in Jesus' name, baptism, unless somewhere they just haven't been enlightened, see. Of course, we know God brings everybody in His time. And just because somebody ain't in today, it don't mean they not going to be. Amen. Because God has His plants coming up at a time. But now that God's got us in, He wants us to water that seed. Amen. Talk about it. And see, Paul said, I have planted, Apollos watered. Well, we're the body of Christ and we're watering it. Meaning talking about it and backing it up. Amen. Treating it just like a lot of people treat their garden better than they do the things of the Lord. But you got to water a garden. If it don't rain naturally, you got to water it. And you got to keep the weeds out. And that's why the Bible says, cast down every thought and imagination that's contrary to the knowledge of God. Amen. God will let certain thoughts come. Brother Harold Pate used to say, you can't keep a bird from flying through the air, but you can keep them building their nest in your head, you know. In that sense, in other words, thought might come through, but you can't, if you stop and start entertaining that thought, if it's contrary to God's Word, then you get in trouble there. How many knows it? Praise God. But let me read my scripture here. Get started preaching before I read, so I want you. Now, I want to read Ephesians 4, and I want to get verse 13. And we've been through many different times about the ministry. It says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Now, watch this next verse, because this is my text. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature. That's the fullness of Christ, the maturity. Until the fullness of the unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. See? Now watch this. One man takes the rapture. In the days of Enoch, one man took the rapture. Amen. But here, watch what he said, we reach the stature of the fullness of the man, Christ Jesus. In other words, everything that Jesus is, amen, is expressed through His wife right here on earth. Hallelujah. And there's a spirit, the very spirit of Christ come down in Revelation 10. Amen, that we can not only have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that came on the day of Pentecost. 2,000 years ago, and we can have the Holy Ghost, but we can be in denomination, we can believe false teaching, amen, to a point, unless we let the Lord lead us and guide us. But He set a ministry in the church to preach the Word, and He gave the Holy Ghost to quicken that Word and let you know that is 100% right. Hallelujah. And we're baptized into the mind, the body of Christ, that we all think the same, that we all look at the same thing, that we're all going the same way, that we're one man. We're Christ. Well, Paul said, ye are... Now, I'm not getting out on something I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm not getting out of the Word. Paul said, ye are the body of Christ. Now, do you believe that? Amen. He said, and members in particular. Because He said, by one Spirit you're baptized into one body. Now, when we reach the fullness of the statue of the man, Christ Jesus, the next verses goes on, we're no longer tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine and so on like that. Amen. In other words, we can't be moved from what He's saying because we got His mind. Praise God. Now, I want to read one scripture. I've read a little bit here. Well, I've read the Bible through so many times, but in the book of Joshua, in the 6th chapter, it says here, and when they went up to worship a lot of times, they went up as one man. When they went to war, they went up as one man. But here in Judges, in the book of Judges here, let's read chapter 20, and we'll start verse 1, just read a couple of verses here, because I want to show you how this one man thing come in. Many members, but one body. Many, many members, one bride. And that bride is married to Christ, become His wife. The last time John spoke of the bride, he didn't say bride. He says wife. It's an elevation on up to become married to Him. Now, Paul spoke, and we hear preachers preach on a lot of times today, but they don't never bring us up a little further. They'll preach on getting the spots and wrinkle out of our garments. And that we would all the wrinkles out, all the spots out. Well, that's been a period we come to. But He gives His wife a garment that's fine, linen, clean, and white. This is Revelation 19:7-8. Amen. When He does that, amen. He said unto her, it was granted that she should be clothed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of sin. In other words, we're clothed in His very righteous. We're wrapped up. We're all tied up and tangled up in Jesus with sin. Amen. And He said, ye are the body of Christ. Well, where's Christ at? We're the body. Do you believe it? Amen. Now, I'm not talking about a church system. I'm not talking about somebody go to church every Sunday and go on their own way. Amen. I'm talking about somebody, they got one life, and it's a life of Christ, and that's about the only thing they care about. Amen. I'm not saying you can't have jobs and families and care about you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when it comes to the things of God. Amen. He's got to come first. Amen. Above mama, daddy, children, or whoever. One time they came to Jesus and He was teaching. His disciples said, Lord, your mother's outside and your brothers and sisters outside. Said, they want to talk to you. You know what He said? He said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is these things? He said, there's another family. He said, those, don't miss this, those that do the will of God. Amen. It could very well have been his mother, and it could very well have been his sister, if they were doing the will of God. But if they were going contrary to the will of God, amen, the family that he was part of, they weren't part of it, he was saying. Amen. All right. Now, Joshua 20, verse 1. And I'm talking about the one man now. Going to wrap. Then all the children of Israel went out. Now I want you to watch. And the congregation was gathered together as one man. From Dan even to Beersheba, under the land of Gibeah, unto the Lord in Mitzah. They gathered the word, gathered unto the Lord. They went as one man. Amen. Totally 100%. Totally 100% for the purpose. We're going to meet with God. We're going to do the will of God. That's what takes a rapture. One man. A many-membered body. Amen. But one that had become so much one with Christ. If you saw Christ here and saw Christ's work and saw the work of His wife, it would be no difference. To the extent that He said, you've reached the fullness of the statue of the perfect man, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, to show you how many it was here, Let's get to verse 2 here of this same chapter. It says, "And the chief of all the people, even all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God." And then watch here, I'm just going to, I could read more, but I'm just going to get this to get a number here. Unto the assembly of God, 400,000 footmen that drew the sword. In other words, all of them together. Amen. This thing is one. It ain't separate. All over the world, the same mind that Jesus Christ is saying the same thing. Hallelujah. Amen. It can't be one believe it one way and another believe it another way and another believe. Now, if it's come to whether the kind of ice cream you like, one can like chocolate, one can like vanilla, and one likes strawberry. That's what we used to have. Three kinds. They say, what kind of ice cream you got? They say vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. But now, how many this year, one company that got 31 different flavors. And now they're trying to get more, see? Amen. But used to you had three choices. But with the Lord, you got one choice, and it's all the way with Jesus. All to Jesus. I surrender. All to Him I freely give, see? Amen. Now notice they went up as one man, see? Amen. Not as a separate group, believing separate. They went all up for one purpose. Now, when it don't happen that way, when Joshua went over Jordan and Jericho fell and all that, well, there was a little city over on the hill. It's called Ai. You might have read about it. You get that, Joshua. Well, the captains come to Joshua and said, "Don't make all the people get involved here." Said, "Just send a few hundred up there and we'll mop the ground with them." You know. Well, they went up there and 18 of them was killed immediately and they turned and ran from the enemy. And Joshua got down on his face before God and began to pray. Amen. Found out what was wrong. But when they went up again, the Bible says the whole camp went up. And Ai fell. This thing got to be a oneness. It can't be separate. It can't be one group over here, another group over here, another group over here, and all of them the body of Christ. Now, it can be different groups and be saved people, but not the body of Christ, not His wife, say. Amen. And they can truly have the Holy Ghost. They may speak in tongues and dance and shout and prophesy and sometimes they go into a place like that speaking in tongues. It's like pouring peas on a dry cowhide. Blah, 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 blah. Amen. But when you bring the word to them, they are ready to throw you out when you tell them, "Repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ." Amen. 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 Well, see, they can have the Holy Ghost and act a fool with it. Amen. Just because somebody go crazy out there a little bit with it, don't mean they ain't got it, but it does mean this, they don't have the mind of Christ. Amen. I've heard so many, yay this and yay that, and yay this gonna happen, and yay that's gonna happen, yay saith the Lord so much. Amen. Coming up through Pentecost, over 50 years of it. Amen. How many knows? You that's been involved. I've heard so many prophets, "Lord, have mercy." And early on, they said, "Now don't say anything against you. You'll blaspheme the Holy Ghost if you do." That's the Holy Ghost talking there. You better believe it. You better not say. But finally, I found out it wasn't the Holy Ghost. It was their foolishness. Amen. It don't mean that they are not saved or God hadn't done something for them. But that's just part of it, letting God do something for you. So, He wants to get your mind. Amen. He said, "Let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ." He said, "By one Spirit be baptized into one body." He said, "Reach the fullness of the stature of the man Christ Jesus." He said, "Then you'll no longer be tossed to and fro." And Paul said, "We are in Christ's stead." Amen. There's a body of Christ on the earth today. His wife. Amen. Now we see over in Revelation chapter 10, And I'm not going to turn this right now. I may not even turn to it today because I've done it so many times. Amen. And you know, basically. But it shows a mighty angel coming down. Well, this mighty angel has a rainbow upon his head. And he has feet like pillar of fire and all. Everything that Christ has, he has it. That's what John saw coming down. But he said angel. Now, what does angel mean? It means spirit. Amen. Saw the very spirit of Christ come down here. Amen. To create a body in the earth. I'm not talking about the Holy Ghost. Get the Holy Ghost off your mind. The Pentecostals done run that in the ground so much. Amen. That some people despise even the word Holy Ghost. But not the bride. I mean, there's a real Holy Ghost, and I thank God for the Holy Ghost. It means the Spirit of Christ. Amen. The ghost of Christ come in. But the point is, unless you let the Holy Ghost... How many knows what the Holy Ghost is given for? All right, tell us. Lead you and guide you into all truth. Now, you can get it, but are you letting Him lead you and guide you? Are you letting the Holy Ghost take your mind? Amen. And reveal the Word to you, reveal the ministry to you, reveal God's plan to you. Otherwise, you're just like a ship out there wandering and blowing around with the wind. Amen. Yes, you're saved when you're born again. You can't be lost. But let me tell you something today. Amen. There's different groups in the book of Revelation that the Word of God speaks about. Amen. It speaks of one group, that's the Jews, they still believe in the Old Testament law. Amen. And God would let them go in, those that He blind, so that He could take out the Gentiles, the people for His name's sake. Romans 11th chapter, verse 25, it talks about they were blinded in part. Amen. To tell the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And those Jews of Europe that Hitler hated so bad, they wouldn't go along with the three-God religion and all the nonsense they had there in Europe. They were a separate people, and they said, we believe God's Word. And they stood right there for that Word, and they wouldn't get away from it. But the Word to them was the Old Testament. I was talking to a Jewish man just recently. I said something about the Old Testament. He said, what do you mean Old Testament? I said, well, you know that Old Testament and New Testament. He said, no, they're just God's test. Amen. So some of them things old King Jimmy wrote, I don't know too much about, you know. Well, see, you say, well, them people, well, Martin Luther, the messenger that we spoke of last, he was the messenger of that fifth church. He said all Jews ought to be killed or something to that effect. Because they would not go along with that Catholicism religion. They wouldn't go along with his Trinity belief. Amen. They stood firm. Amen. Not only were the Jews blinded, the Gentiles, they got off into fanaticism and nonsense. So finally God got ready for Israel to go back home. See, this thing you're seeing in your day, in your hour, is the working of God. It ain't something just happening haphazardly. Everything's planned, working out just right. So the Jews, they own the wealth. I tell you, you give a Jew sitting on the street, and he told me one time, said, you set a Jew out on the street and give him $2. Said, pretty soon he'll own the block. Amen. Said, you put him in the shoe store working there. Said, pretty soon, you come back 2 years later, he's going to own the store. I mean, everything they touch seemed like it turns to gold. So in Europe, they were all the wealth was they're just heaping up on themselves. So Hitler said, let's get rid of the Jew. Well, they started hauling them off and the Poland and all of Europe there, and they killed 6 million of them, burned them. If you've ever saw Schindler's List and some of those things where they got a monument over there in Israel now where those Jews that Schindler, a man named Schindler, he saved. He would buy them and he would pretend he was making bullets for Germany, you know. And so he'd say, I need workers. So he'd pay so much to get them Jews out. But he told them, said, I'll be disappointed if there's one of these shells that will fire. So they was making them there. as the war was winding down. But when the USA come through and rescued them, they found camps with just people there just looked like skin stretched over bones. And where they burned them, they shot them, and they drew the blood out to give the blood to German soldiers, and they would starve them and burn them, 6 million of them. Hitler hated the Jew. He said, "You got to get rid of this scourge off the face of the earth." Amen. Well, our soldiers went and started throwing canned goods over the fence to them, and American. I tell you, God used America, and I'm so proud of the good things she's done. Ain't you? What would the world be without her today? Europe would lay in ruins. But God used this nation like He used Israel. But Jews, some of the Jews started the Zion movement, and some of them began to go back, but most of them Jews wouldn't go back home. I'm not going over there in that sand pile. Why should I go over there in that sand pile? Well, God said He would send hunters and hunt them. He'd send fish on them. And he finally turned the Hitler loose on them. Just like down in Egypt, they had the best land in Egypt. Goshen was the most fertile land, the best land. Amen. And they weren't about to leave down there, go over in Canaan, land of that desert and sand pile. You know what God did? He just let a Pharaoh raise up that didn't know Joseph. And he said, "These people you got over there, said, we need to build cities, make slaves out of them." And they made slaves out and began to beat them and began to make them work and whip them and all. Pretty soon, they began to cry for a deliverer. That's when God sent Moses and led them back to their own land. Well, God let a Pharaoh raise up in Europe named Hitler. He hated the Jews so bad that you would wonder, how could a man hate somebody as bad as Hitler and his henchmen? They wanted to kill every Jew and not leave a one of them alive. Amen. Because God tried to get them to go back home, they wouldn't go. But when that war was over and they were turned loose, there was ships and barges that weren't seaworthy, hardy. Amen. Them Jews began to pile on. You know what? They gladly ran back home. Now look what God's done for them. Amen. They're one of the most modern cities in the Middle East there. Everything. I mean, some of them hotels and luxury liners, the best airlines and everything you find in Israel. Why? Because God, He worked His plan. They wouldn't go without it. So He turned a Hitler loose and they were glad to get back home. And that's what's happened now to us. We're glad to get back home in the Word of God, see? Amen. Praise God. So God's working this thing according to His plan. And He said, now in the last days there's going to be a wife, a bride. Now that's where we're coming to. Amen. She's going to be special. Now, like I said, God saved those Jews, many of them that kept the Word, the best they knew. And the Bible says they were under the altar crying, "How long, O Lord God?" Fifth seal. "Will Thou not judge our blood on them that avenge us and judge those that dwell on the earth?" He said it was said to them they must rest a little season. It was given unto them white robes. Now not fine linen. White robes. And said that they must rest till their fellow servants be healed as they were. There's another persecution for the land of Israel. Because they're going to line up with the old Pope some of these days, the political party. Because the Pope's going to, we're due for another war over there. Amen. This Iran thing may be the match, the strike to start it. We don't know. But finally, this thing's going to get in such bad shape financially. In every way, that's why we're hitting like we are here in America. Amen. If China wasn't paying us out now, we'd be already bankrupt. How many knows it? You just listen at the news sometimes, see how much money we've borrowed from China. Amen. Well, the whole thing's going to collapse sometimes, this financial situation. Amen. But there's a man that's going to rise on the scene. He's going to be a miracle worker, the Bible says. Amen. He's going to put these things together, Europe Amen. And Israel will go along with it. God's going to raise two prophets up then. They're going to begin to prophesy about the system. But the wife's going to be gone to glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. But in the Bible, there's others that has white robes on. But they have to wash them. See, they got what the Bible says. There's certain one great multitude. Amen. And they live their not live not their lives unto death. They were killed for the word of God. But they stood for it. And the Bible says they wash. Now I want you to hold that word washed. They wash their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now that's this Gentile world out here. It's not Jews. The Jews don't even accept Christ. Amen. Not now, but they will then. Because why? You say, would God let them in not accepting Christ? If He blinded them till He got you, see, that's why He loves His wife. And He blinded the Jews. You read it in your Bible. What was Mr. Armstrong used to say? You can read it in your Bible. Amen. Romans. Amen. Luke. And the different places. Amen. God blinded His own children. That He could take a people out of the Gentile. That knew nothing about God. To clean them up and send them a message. Send St. Paul. And that Gentile people going to be a wife for his son. Acts the 15th chapter said He'll take out of the Gentile. A people for His name's sake, not for the Jews. Amen. The Jews got their place in and around Jerusalem, but the Gentiles rule all over the world. But God don't give His wife robes that's got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. He don't give His wife a garment that you got to wash the spots out of. He don't give His wife a garment that you has to iron the wrinkles out. Amen. She gets a very special garment. Revelation 19. Talk about the wife of the Lamb. Said unto her was granted that she and she alone would be clothed in fine linen that has never had a soil spot in it. Fine linen, clean white. It's a wedding garment. Amen. Not a traveling garment. We've had a traveling garment on. We've had to have them washed and we've got them all messy and they'd have to be washed. Our wrinkles have to be ironed out. But right towards the end, He comes back. Revelation 10, He comes back. And He brings that garment, the little book. Amen. Everything that we need's in that little book, including the righteousness of God. There's a message to go forth. Amen. And it says it's not your righteousness, it's not what you have done, will do, or is doing, but it's what He done. He gave you the gift of righteousness. Without money, without price. Therefore, you can say, I'm as righteous as He is. Why? Because He gave you His righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says He took your sins. Think about that. I never get through praising God for that scripture. He took your sins upon Himself. Amen. And then He turned right around, as we would say, and took all of His righteousness that He had and paid it upon you. Therefore, He went to the cross and He died as the biggest sinner that ever lived. Although He didn't commit a one of them. God laid upon Him the iniquity of us all, it said. And He could have turned His back and walked away. I like the way God does things. He gave His Son a choice. Amen. He told him. Amen. If you don't want to go through with this, just say the word and I'll send 12 legions of angels immediately. And they'll destroy all these wicked men. No, but He said, for this purpose came I into the world. Not my will, Father, but yours be done. And the Bible said He went to the cross and He died. Now He gives us a choice in this hour. Amen. What do we want? Do we want Jesus? Do we want to reach the full stature of the man Christ? That is the only one. There's going to be one man in the rapture. It's the man, Christ Jesus, and he said that's what you come. You become him when he baptized you into his body. By one spirit, you're baptized. Oh, I can't say, I wish I could say it like I feel it. My words fail me. Amen. Praise God to think that we're as righteous as he's righteous. To think that, amen, that we've reached the fullness of the stature of the man Christ Jesus. And to think, as Romans 8 chapter says, it said we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Amen. Christ got some heirs, but it ain't his brothers and sisters. I'm talking half brothers and sisters because he was son of God. Said, but it's his wife. We become heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Amen. I'm so glad I'm a part. Not just the family of God, but I'm so glad I'm a part of the body of Christ. I'm so glad I'm a part of his wife, the many-membered body. I'm so glad that by one Spirit, I just didn't stop at the baptism of the Holy Ghost and say, I'm all right, I got the Holy Ghost, I can talk in tongues. A lot of people talk in tongues ain't got it. I said this, I think, the other week somewhere or another. It might have been here, I don't know if it is you. Bear with me for a repetition. You know, back first when we started going to church, well, Joanne knows about it, and Clifford and Anita, I guess, everybody. You got to talk in tongues. You got to talk in tongues, you know. Well, I didn't know how to talk in tongues. Well, I said, how do you do it? Well, just say glory, 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 glory as fast as you can. Just keep on singing. Pretty soon you'd get your tongue tied. Glug, 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 glug. You got it. Well, I might did, and I don't know. I think I had it before I ever done that. I don't think their foolishness helped me a bit, you know. Say, have you ever talked in tongues? Well, you ain't got the Holy Ghost then. I mean, that was the doctrine. You ain't got it if you ain't spoken tongue. Well, the tongues is just one of the gifts. There's nine of the gifts. How about the others? How about if you don't have the gift of healing? How about if you don't have the gift of wisdom? How about if you don't have the gift of interpretation? Amen. He gives to every man as it pleases him. And if it please him to let one man talk in tongues and another interpret, or if it please him just let you have the wisdom of the Lord in your life, be happy with that. Is that right? Amen. Speaking in tongues ain't going to make you one smack dab bit spiritual. Sorry, Pentecostals. Amen. I got to stay with the Word. Amen. Yes, I've spoken tongues, but it don't make me no more holy. It don't make me no more righteous, and it don't make me no better than that person that ain't never spoken tongues. Because regardless how many gifts of God, what I do, I have to go in the same way everybody else does, and that's on His righteousness. Unless He gives me the gift of righteousness, no way I can be righteous. How many see that now? But if He give you the gift of righteousness, then you're righteous. And the Bible says, this is 8th chapter of Romans. This is a good chapter. But I'm not going to have time to get to it today. But it's such a good chapter. But it says there, who is he that condemneth? It is God that justifies. Amen. So what can separate you from the love of God? Says, shall tribulation, shall distress, shall persecution, shall things present, shall things to come, shall angel, whatever it is, he goes over a long list. So nothing can separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Nothing can take that righteousness away from you. Why? It's a gift. A gift, you don't have to give a thing. If there's any exchange at all, it's not a gift. Amen. He gives you His righteousness without you having to just surrender. All you got to do is surrender yourself to Him. Lord, I'm yours. It's not any works you do. You say, Lord, if you'll give me the right gift of righteousness, I'll pay my tithe. That ain't going to help you none. Because you're going to do that anyway if you're saved. Amen. But pardon His wife. But you'll say, Lord, if you will give me the gift of righteousness, I'll visit my neighbor. I'll testify. Well, that's all right. Amen. It's good for you. But it ain't going to make you no more righteous. Because it's a gift. that He puts up on you. And then because you love Him, you honor Him, then you try to walk unto all pleasing, Paul said. Amen. How many sees the one man, Enoch, in Bible days, there was one man went to the rapture. There was one man that was translated. Now, to bring the other side of this in just a little bit, show you tribulation saints. Then there came the flood. See, now nobody on the flood died. I mean, nobody on the ark. It was something. The ark was to preserve them through judgment, see. But Enoch, he went up before there was any flood, see. Amen. He was raptured, see. Showing that there's a he's going to take his wife home, and then he's going to pour tribulation out. Now there was Noah, his wife, and three sons and their wife. Every other human being on the face of the earth drowned. Moses, Noah, he stood there and he preached to his generation. The Bible says generation of 120 years. That's what God gave him, 120 years at that time. Amen. And during that 120 years of preaching, the Bible says he was a preacher of righteousness. Amen. He didn't get one soul converted. Now think about that, folks. The only one got on was this him and his family. And they probably didn't believe it. They probably figured the old man's lost his mind. Out here in the desert building a ship. Where's any water? It's never rained before. I saw something on TV, I guess, this week, past week. They gonna try to drill down into the moon and see if there's water there. They said it's proof that there's been water here because there's like river beds and all that. Said there must have been water here sometime or another. Why don't they open God's Word and read? The Bible says He opened the fountains of the deep, that deep space, and that water began to fall to earth for 40 days and 40 nights. It was a whole year before it got off. Noah and his son stayed on the ark for a year. Amen. While the water goes out, that's where the sea come from. That's where the salt water come from. Amen. And one of these days, at the end of the millennium, you read in Revelation 22, John 21, 22, when John saw that city, he saw a new heaven, new earth, and he said there was no more sea. Where's that? Back where it was to begin with. Amen. That salt water that we got there, you drink, you'll die. Amen. That's people have died of thirst out on the sea. Amen. Because it don't even belong to our planet. Not here on earth. Amen. It belongs to outer space. They'll keep the sun, make a perfect climate. Amen. But see, when man sinned, God tilted this earth back. Amen. Instead of running 360 days a year, perfect circle. Amen. Like the book of Revelation, call 1260 days and so on for 3.5 years. So for everything he says, it makes exactly 30 days per month. 12 times 30. Now we got 29 some, 31 some, 28. Because the earth ain't running the same. If they go by the days, pretty soon they're going to get off course. Amen. So many days. They got to add a day every 4 years. They lose about a half a day a year, a fourth of a day a year. Because it's tilted back. That's why you got places extremely cold. Other places extremely hot. And in that millennia there'll be no deserts like we have today. Unless God just so ordained let one be ours for a testimony or for people to enjoy. Because He likes the variety. But the Bible says in that day the desert blossomed forth like a rose. Amen. Brother Doug's telling me that they were out in California earlier this year. And it came a rain down on the desert. And said he picked up paper. Said the desert bring forth flowers. Says it's a good time to come see the desert. I think it hadn't been raining like that. But paper carried the story. He said he thought in the millennia the desert's going to blossom forth like a rose. Amen. Just think there'll be no more sea. There'll be a land there from anywhere on the face of this earth. You can go see the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ on His throne in and around Jerusalem there. Praise God. Amen. This thing is real. And it's all coming to be. And I know they're now saying, we got to do something. The earth's going to get too warm, melt the ice cap, and all that. Well, don't you worry a bit about it, honey. They're all going to melt. And not only that, the sea going to evaporate by the time that 1,000 years is up. I don't know how far down the road we're getting. But by the end of the 1,000 years, there ain't going to be no more saltwater seas. Amen. And there ain't going to be no more bears that will kill other animals. There ain't going to be no more lions that will kill. The bear and the calf shall feed together. The little child play at the den of a crocodile. I think that's some kind of snake or something. And he said, nothing shall hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountains. How many sees the promise of God? Amen. But his wife, those that are his wife, they'll have their place all over the earth. He said, if you're faithful down here, he'll make you faithful. If you're faithful here, over, like he'll make you ruler of a certain cities and so on like that. Amen. He'll give you your position in the millennium. Amen. Now we may be looked down upon as trash, but there the trash is going to come to the top. Hallelujah. How many say amen? Amen. How many sees one man takes the rapture? The man Christ Jesus, and one man gets the book. Now, let's see, how long have we been going here? I don't want to hold you too long. How much? Oh, 52 minutes. I haven't got much time left of getting it. Okay, thank you. I'm glad you're keeping up with me. All right. Amen. She's keeping up on count of the video. But the point is, amen, see that there's one man. See, the mighty angel come down from heaven. He gave the book to one man. Now, watch this. Watch this real close. See, the Spirit came down and brought the book. Well, John, he's representative of the bride of Christ. And Paul said here, amen, that you reach the stage of the perfect man, Christ Jesus. And that perfect man, Christ Jesus, has many members. By one Spirit, you're baptized in it. You become his wife. You become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And John is given the book. And then we all eat. Then we all prophesy. Amen. It starts like through the ministry as it's ministered out. Amen. And then that little book hadn't been here before. Now I'm closing out here. I think I took that much time off, I'll go ahead. But I want you to notice the fine linen hadn't been here before. Amen. Now we could go back and get this in Abraham. Remember when Abraham sent and get a wife for his son Isaac? They camel trained. They traveled so long. I don't know if it was months or how long. But she had a traveling garment. Amen. And when she got back to where Isaac was, she lit it off the camel. Amen. And if you just read on the surface, it looked like she lit it off the camel and went straight in the tent with Isaac. But she didn't, because Abraham's servant talked to Isaac and told him how God led him and how this. And meanwhile, she and all the servants there was getting Rebecca all fixed up to go in for the marriage. Amen. She didn't wear that traveling garment. That would probably have been sweated on. That would probably had dust all over it. Amen. They had water there for her to take a bath in. Amen. Put that wedding garment, and she went into the tent, and she become bone of Isaac, bone, flesh, that become his wife. He loved her there. Amen. See, so in this last day, watch this. Don't miss it. The mighty angel brings something down that hasn't been here since the early age when God introduced the church. What is it? It's the book that's in heaven, that was in heaven, that was sealed with seven seals. First of all, God had to get that book. Amen. So Jesus was sitting on the throne with it. Let me say this, and I won't say it where you're going to say. Jesus was sitting on the throne, the man Christ Jesus sitting on the throne with the book, because the fourth chapter of Revelation, he said he overcame and him sat down with the Father in his throne. All right, now watch. Jesus sitting here in the throne of God, in the person of God, because God don't have a body other than Christ. He's a spirit. But then John saw him sitting on the throne, the rainbow, the light. But then all of a sudden he saw a lamb coming. The mighty angel said, who can take the book and open it? And the announcement came, nobody can. John began to weep. Then John looked and he saw a lamb coming. It was bloody. It's been in battle, it looked like. But this lamb was so strange to John because it had seven horns and seven eyes. And he was worthy, the lamb was worthy to take the book. Somebody said, well, that was God on the throne. This was Jesus come and take the throne. No, 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 no. 1,000 times no. Jesus ain't never had seven eyes and seven horns. And he ain't never walked around here as a little bloody lamb. He's sitting up there as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. So this was a pitch story of seeing. God let John see a vision of what Christ did at Calvary. Amen. Paying the price. Amen. And he came and took the book. And then in Revelation 10, here come the mighty angel down. Jesus is still sitting on the throne. Do you get it now? He hadn't come yet. He'll come physically one day and get us. Amen. He's still sitting on. That was the Spirit came. Amen. The Spirit of Christ for us to be baptized. And he, his wife, and she alone. Amen. He sent that garment without spot, without blemish. Amen. That not just a garment, fine linen, clean and white, that's never been soiled. And here comes this mighty angel speaking in the person of Christ. Well, where was Jesus? He was the same place he always been. In glory. He hadn't come yet. He hadn't come yet. In the we'll meet him in the air, physically. How many sees that? There's a rapture. We'll be changed and we'll have a body like unto His own glorious body. Amen. That mighty angel is the Spirit come down for us to be baptized into. Amen. And we'll become His wife. We'll become, that'll be the natural part. Our bone, we'll become bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. Amen. That's the physical wife of Christ in the earth. Amen. Then He'll reach down and bring the rest from the dead that's died through the church ages. That's His bride. Remember, His bride's a Gentile bride. He'll bring them up and they'll unite with us. And when we see them up, amen, you know what's going to happen to us? The dead in Christ going to rise first, then we, which remain. What's going to happen to us? Change. We'll be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. Into a glorious body. And John says, third chapter of little John, amen, verse 1 and 2, that said, we'll have a body. What kind of body? Like unto His own glorious body. And now the wife has taken up. Not just the spirit of the wife. The wife in her full glory. Then that'll be bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh, a body like unto His own. Come together, they become bone of His bone. We'll be there so perfect with Him as His wife. Well, how about the rest of the people? There's going to be people left. How many knows it? When the rapture takes place, there'll be tribulation saints. Amen. All right, praise God. Amen. They'll be here and go through the great tribulation. They'll rise from the dead when we come back to earth after the tribulation. Live in the morning, but they'll never be the bride. They'll never be His wife. But they'll have a position that they'll be so happy with. Even though they won't be the bride, they'll be just as happy in the sense of their calling. Amen. How many see there's one man take the rapture? It's the man Christ Jesus as He has come. He sent His Spirit down here and we're baptized into His body. It's the bride. It's His wife. John says His wife has made herself ready. She's given a little book and we'll go up to meet Him. Skin and bones. Did you hear what I say? Skin and bones. It won't be spirits going up. That's what takes place until He comes. That's the theotomy, going to theotomy. I've explained that. But it'll be literally people change in a moment. People that can eat, that can walk, talk, and fellowship and make decisions and stuff. Amen. That's what's going to raise from the dead, and then we're going to be changed. Because we got in us right now why it's going to take changes. When will the change come? Will it be next week, next month, next year, 2 years from now? Amen. It'll be whenever He's ordained. How many knows? God bless you. I know it's time to close. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to You now, God, Lord, we come to You praising You, Lord, for Your Word this morning. Praising You for each one come this way. And Lord, praising You for our people that believe Your Word, that's walking in the light of Your Word. And I just pray this morning that You by the Holy Spirit will take and quicken this Word to us in such a way, if there's anything that was said might have been misunderstood or might not have been good and clear, I pray that by the Holy Ghost You'll make it so clear and so plain that they'll realize the man Christ Jesus is going in the rapture, and we become that man Christ Jesus in the earth. To go meet that man Christ Jesus in glory. Hallelujah. And we'll go as His wife. Amen. Lord, we just thank You and we praise You. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank God, thank God. I always wondered about Enoch going up. One man. And then the Lord began to deal with me on this. There's one man, Christ Jesus. And we become a member of that body, see. And that's what goes up. You reach the fullness of the stature of the man, Christ Jesus. And John, one man, was given the book. And that one man represents the whole body of Christ. Amen. God bless you today. All right, let's stand. Mm-hmm.